Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an ASPE report on Gloria Warmack, date of birth 6/27/1950, date of procedure March 6, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golcher, Dio. Referring physicians, Dr. Paul Jung. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold vesicolectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps. With evidence of tubular villus adenoma with high-grade dysplasia. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as among the material experience of the patient. Period. The patient's breath and aspirin suite. Place in a flat position. Sedation for anesthesia service and monitoring anesthesia care. Period. Digital rectal exam. Storm period. While lubricated, Olympus video colonoscope. Interest in the rectum. Advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is confirmed by the presence of the penicillar bacilli, cecophile, and confluence of pulse. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum and the cecophile. Ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, cecum, colon, rectum. Period. Retroflex is obtained. The rectum period. Valid blood pressure score was. Graded as a 1-2-2, comma, overall poor prep, particularly on the right side. Findings. There was a diminutive hepatic flexure, polyp removed cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon, polyp removed cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon, polyp removed cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 5 millimeter sigmoid colon, polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 diminutive rectal polyps removed cold biopsy, polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflex that were moderate in size and non-bleeding. Next line, the... there was no evidence of any residual polyp. Tissue noted in the ascending colon or or in the sigmoid colon at the area of the previously tattooed site, period. Next line, there was a overall poor prep with a Boston Bell prep score of 5, 1-2-2. Period. Next line, plan, followed by biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given poor prep and prior history of advanced polyps. Next line, recommend 2-day prep for the next colonoscopy. Next line. Given the amount of total polyps found on the 2 most recent colonoscopies, would recommend genetic testing. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.